I'm Laura McNamara speaking with John Harrison Jr., and he is the product engineer for Harrison Technologies, and we're at the Precision Ag Conference in Denver, Colorado, and you guys are unveiling for the first time a new product, which to me is one of those, why didn't I think of that, or why didn't some other manufacturer think of that and market it sooner? But go ahead and explain to us what the Smart Nozzle is.
Okay. The Smart Nozzle takes existing technology for Precision Ag of the boom control, where you control the boom sections in a field. We take it one step further and go down to the nozzle level. And so we can control each individual nozzle on a sprayer at any resolution that the Precision Ag companies, that mapping companies that want. So we could go down to the square foot level if we wanted to. We can control on and off control to eliminate overlap, or we can even get down to the modulation of the individual nozzles so we could do rate control at a square foot area.
Okay, so overlap and rate control, are those the basic benefits, or are there others?
That's a basic benefit. As a result of things like us being able to control the individual nozzles, we have a wireless interface that will allow the operators to turn all their booms on without spraying anything, get out, and with a little key fob like you unlock your car doors with, you can check each individual nozzle one at a time so you're not spraying. And so that's kind of the side benefit of what our product does.
And like I mentioned, this seems to be a technology that's kind of like, once you hear it, you think, well, why hasn't this existed already? So what are your thoughts on that, and how did you guys finally get the light bulb to develop this product?
Well, I think like any good idea, it's an incremental thing is what talking to people. My dad had a very large farm in South Dakota, and I grew up there. Well, we all grew up on that farm, and just came out of necessity. You know, we realized that the margins, profit margins, are getting really low in farming, and this was a way of eliminating up to 15% of your fertilizer and spray costs.
And this is, I've met everybody, so, well, not everybody, but a lot of the people with the company, and
no,
it's
you've
a lot
met
of
everybody.
Okay. And it's the family, it's the Harrison family. So kind of talk about how you started this company, how you got it off the ground, being as small as you guys are, and you guys are now leading as far as this kind of technology. You're beating out the big manufacturers like John Deere and AGCO and others.
It's been quite a story, quite a journey for us, and I got to say, this show has been incredible for us. The amount of interest we've got from this show, and even from our potential competitors, they've all come up and very, very complimentary on our design, and so it's been a really good show for us. As far as the way the company started, it was almost through a challenge. My dad, about 5 years ago, or maybe even longer ago, he bought this thing called a light bar when they first came out. And this is, now, today's standard, that's old technology. But he bought this light bar, it set it up on his dash, and it was about Christmas time. He was calling me up, and he was telling me about this light bar. And at the time, I was designing missiles and satellites for the military down in Texas. And he called me up, he was telling me this great technology, this light bar. I said, well, why don't you just hook it up so it drives itself? And this was before AutoSteer was even out. And there was this long pause on the phone, and he said, could you do that? And it was kind of like the gauntlet was thrown, and so I had to prove that all that education he helped pay for wasn't to go to waste. So a few years later, we had one of the first AutoSteers. We had AutoSteer before John Deere, before anybody, but we were lousy marketers at the time, and so we never got it out into the realm of the farmers. And being an engineer, I tried to make it too perfect and didn't worry about trying to get any payback. So we kind of lost the market on that. And Dad was one of the first people in the no-till, and part of the no-till is spraying. So it just, out of necessity, then that was the next idea that came out, and we've spent the last 2 years developing it. We haven't publicized it or anything other than the people, the local farmers, that's who's been testing it for us, and now we feel like we've really bulletproofed it, and it's ready for the market, and so we unveiled it here, and we're ready to start selling them.
Okay, so you haven't sold any yet. What kind of interest have you been generating here at the conference?
Incredible. It's just really incredible, a lot of interest. A lot of the academic people want it because they're doing precision ag. They're on the cutting edge, so they want this kind of technology. There's co-ops here that are very interested. And even some of our competitors are maybe even interested in maybe working with us since we're so far ahead of them right now.
That was going to be my next question. Are you guys looking to then develop this company on your own? Are you going to be selling this technology eventually to a bigger company? It sounds like you guys kind of think ahead. Didn't get that auto steer out there, but now that you've gotten this out there, are you thinking of, you know, adding new technologies and products later?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This was designed to be very generic. Our first offering is for on the spraying, but it'll go for variable rate planting. It'll be a sensor network. This is not designed for the sprayer. It's designed for farming in general. So, no, we're going to take this the next step. We're going to try to continue to stay ahead of everyone. In the meantime, we got to do the stuff like sell it, too. And we're going to allow the market to determine the direction we go. Right now, we're poising ourselves to sell it directly. We're looking for dealers and distributors. But I wouldn't be opposed to selling the technology or working with a company that's already established in the business and go ahead and let them take it. But we're going to let the market dictate which direction we go.
Okay. And I think we touched on this a little bit, but you mentioned the fact that, you know, you can have these single nozzles operating, it's more environmental.
Oh, yeah. When you reduce your fertilizer or your spray and pesticides by 15%, the environment's definitely going to help. There's not going to be any overlap like in the waterways, like places like Minnesota where they have a lot of waterways through their fields. This will allow the farmers to just go ahead and spray their field. But through the maps, the software and the hardware will not let them spray in those waterways. So it's going to help the environment along as well as the bottom line for the farmer.
And I was just thinking, I was speaking with Simon Blackwell earlier, and he's got all the robots. And sure. I think he said he had one prototype that recognizes different weeds and stuff. Is this something your sprayers could start recognizing? You know, a new technology you could integrate later?
Sure. This is all based on the CAN bus, which is an industrial standard for computers to communicate. And so we've been talking to a number of people, like the Green Seeker people and anybody that has sensors. They could put their information on the CAN bus, and then our modules could react to whatever information that is. So it's very flexible.
So that's already a possibility then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been talking to people about it.
All right, so you guys are already thinking ahead of me. That's getting up pretty early in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So do you guys have a website where interested parties can go? And
yes, we do. It's www.agtec.com.
Okay. And I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
Other than just that we've been really pleased with the show. This is the first show, the first unveiling. The people that put it on have been just fabulous for us. Matter of fact, we didn't even know about the show until a week ahead of time, so we had to put all this together in a week. And the people that put the show on were very accommodating to get us in and kind of help us to understand how to present things. And the interest here has just been phenomenal. And so we're really glad that this was our unveiling right here.
Well, congratulations. Any ideas on where you guys are going to be showcasing next?
Do you know what show we're next? Dakota Fest in South Dakota, in Mitchell, South Dakota. The Big Iron in Fargo, North Dakota. We're talking about the show in Iowa. Do you remember the name of it? The Farm Show in Iowa. Farm Progress Show in Iowa. And I think that's as far as we got it. We're thinking ahead of right now anyway.
All right. We'll take notes because I'll be at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa. So
great.
I'll have to stop by and see if there's any new developments or new interest or how everything's going.
Well, I'm anxious to see you again.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.